two hijacked airliners slammed into the sides of the twin symbols of American capitalism. One, a symbol of America's economic power, the World Trade Centers. The other, the symbol of American military power with the Defense Department. The number of casualties will be more than most of us can bear.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Some explosion blew and it knocked everybody over.
It collapsed. The top floors collapsed down. I saw it blow and then ran like hell.
Chaos. It's just chaos out here. It really is. So the Twin Towers fall. It's amazing. It's crazy. I can't believe it's happening. I really can't. Nightmares. Armageddon right here.
Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts. The victims were in airplanes or in their offices, secretaries, businessmen and women, military and federal workers, moms and dads, friends and neighbors.
I tell you what, it's a sad day for America. It really is.
Oh, it was chaos. It's something out of a movie.
The building came just rumbling down. It was like a war zone.
I have to commend not only the people that I was with, but all of the people of the city. We literally escaped with them from the debris, and they handled themselves with bravery. They handled themselves with dignity. They handled themselves in a way that reduced the loss of life. The people of New York City really distinguished themselves, and I just want to say this once again. New York City is a lot stronger than this, and we're going to overcome it, and the people of New York City are going to give an example of how you stand up to terrorism.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended.
Make no mistake about it, your armed forces are ready.
This is terrible. We lost tons of guys. We lost tons of guys.
It's been reported that my brother John was the captain of American Airlines Flight 11, which was hijacked out of Logan Airport this morning en route to Los Angeles, California. John leaves behind a loving family, his wife, three lovely daughters, his parents, brothers and sisters. Our family is obviously grieving, as is the whole nation, for what has happened today. I think I'm in shock. I'm in some type of denial. I keep looking at the cornfield behind me, hoping that my brother comes walking on out. This tragedy has not only impacted us as a family, but our whole country.
The resolve of our great nation is being tested. But make no mistake, we will show the world that we will pass this test.